Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year! Oh, wait, let me try that again. Let me get a running start. Happy New Year! Welcome to 2021! Woohoo! Well, I sure hope that was better, but for some reason I'm having trouble really doing that. And I think it's because 2020 is staring me right in the face. So, looking at 2021, but I feel like 2020 is right there. And I think that's because it is. You know, 2020 was a challenging year. And 2021 is going to have its own challenges too. But 2020, for the whole world, was so challenging. And so, at a time when we normally turn the page on the calendar and make some New Year's promises, New Year's resolutions to ourselves about things we're going to stop doing or things we're going to start doing, normally there's a lot of celebration, and there should be. But this year, I feel like I'm going to bring 2020 along with me for a little while. Maybe for a long while. What did she say? Yeah, I want to bring 2020 with me into 2021 because there were moments in the darkness of 2020 of great light. And this turns out to be a time often with you where I'm confessing something I don't understand. So I'll confess that our scripture for today inspires me, even though I don't always know how to take it in. Big concepts called truth and life and light. They're hard to wrap my mind around, but I know for sure that I saw light and life and truth during 2020. So let me try to explain at least about the light, because that's what I want to take with me into 2021. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but for a light to really shine, to really be noticed, it's usually more noticeable when things around it are dark. Imagine a room during the daytime, and you turn all the lights on in that room, including the nightlight in the corner, and you walk through the room. Do you notice the nightlight very much? Probably not. But imagine that same room with all the lights off at night, and then you turn on that little nightlight in the corner. Then it shines and lights up almost everything in the room just enough to see your way. I think that's amazing, and that's a science thing. But it's also, according to our scripture, a God thing. He is the light, and He sent a sliver of that light down to the earth in the form of a man made of flesh. And of course, that was Jesus. And all through Jesus' short life, He shined bright. He shined bright in the dark. And so what I think about when I think about pulling 2020 along with me into 2021 is all the moments of bright light that we either gave others or we received. And because 2020 had some darkness to it, those lights shined even brighter. So I don't want to lose that light. I want to take that light forward into 2021. Now, the good news is that there's so many wonderful things happening in 2021 that will hopefully give us a chance to get back together again and see each other more often. But as we wait for that, which is going to be light in and of itself, right? As we wait for that, let's continue to be nightlights to each other. Let's look for light in other people. Maybe people we wouldn't suspect to have it. The light is everywhere, not just plugged in a corner in your room. So my prayer is that we will carry forward the beautiful, life-giving truth of light into 2021. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for being the light and for giving us a chance to grab some and share some. Amen.